Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Now listen to
them. Be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Oh, yeah. It's a big day today. It is election day. You can't complain if you don't vote. Well, I mean, I guess you can, but I don't want to hear from you. I can't stand people that complain, but they don't actually do anything to change it. But today's your day. If you didn't early vote, please go out there. The polls are open in Indianapolis and all across the state of Indiana, and it goes till 6 p.m. tonight. So looking forward to seeing the results, and hopefully, so far, I've been excited to see everybody at these polling locations. The numbers are up for early voting. I hope that's the case, because it amazes me. They say, like, only 40% of people turn out to vote. What are you other 60% of people doing? Watching Netflix? Gosh, speaking of that, I am just addicted to that lately. That's kind of what I did yesterday. I was watching Netflix, and I can't stop watching this show on Netflix. It is CNN's The 90s, because it's always delayed on TV, but I absolutely love it, and it's been like my go-to. Liv the Web Girl sitting over to my left. I know you get addicted to stuff.
Yes.
So how are you this morning?
I'm good. Yesterday, I had to work at my other job, which is at the kids club at LA Fitness, which Woo-hoo! Is basically, I'm like the daycare ringleader, I guess you can call it. And I'm telling you, you would have thought there was a full moon yesterday. These kids were in rare freaking form. And it made me realize, like, I never thought that I would be a good mom. Or, like, I didn't even know if I, like, was, like, if kids were in my future. But after yesterday, I'm going to be the best freaking mother in the world. If I can handle 11 little devils and, like, crazy kids and, like, crying kids and one-year-olds and three-year-olds and seven-year-olds and, like, brats, then I can handle, like, my own
kids. I know
kids.
Everything. I'm the devil.
Yeah, I could only imagine what it's like. If that's what, like, being a parent is, I don't want to be a parent.
Yeah, for some of those kids, I wish their parents would probably be more of a parent.
Is this the preface of you telling us that you're pregnant?
No, pork chop, it's not. But how was your day?
Oh, my day yesterday? Oh, my goodness. So, you know, I just moved here from Michigan.
Yes.
Right.
My registration expires today.
Oh, for your ride?
Yeah, for my car. And so I'm also an Uber and Lyft driver, and I wanted to do that yesterday, especially since I don't get my first paycheck here until, like, the end of November.
What?
It's like, yeah, it's just the way. I mean, I get a paycheck this Friday, but it's for, like, 2 days.
Yeah, that's not any money.
Yeah, it's like how am I supposed to live a whole month without any money? So I'm trying to Uber and Lyft drive, but my registration was expired, but the stars aligned.
Okay.
It all worked out. I got my registration taken care of from here, and I Uber and Lyft drove yesterday.
Yay! Look at you.
Cool.
Hey,
I made $30 in 1 hour.
That's nice.
Hey.
Do you mind putting, like, a Joe and Alex Show sticker up there or something? I feel like advertising would be what we need today.
Actually, no, yeah, most definitely. I actually had a lady who listened to the show, and she was so excited, and I took her all the way up to Nora. Why hasn't anyone told me about Nora? I want to live there.
What's Nora? I don't even know. I've never even heard of that.
It's like an area of Indianapolis, like, where there's a lot of beautiful houses.
Well,
how come no one talks about this?
Yeah, what's the main street here that goes all the way
Meridian?
Up there? Meridian, yeah. It's like the north end of Meridian. Oh my gosh, those houses are beautiful. If you've got a house that you need, like, someone to watch.
Do I know what Nora is and I just didn't realize it?
Well, it's from where, it's like where Dora's from. Dora from Nora.
Oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. I always thought she had a Midwestern accent.
She did. A lot of people think she's from, like, south of the border. Not true. She's right here in Indiana. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you get to meet people. It's always fun when we get to go out there and get to check different people out there. So.
Yeah, and how about you, Joe? How was your day?
My day was good. As I mentioned, I'm addicted to watching shows on Netflix. Other than that, I'm just getting ready to be a single man for a couple of days. My wife's heading to Chicago, I think, later today with some kind of a family thing. I should pay attention to the details. I don't know. I remember she saw Hamilton before. I don't know if she's doing that again or what. I don't know. My wife's out of town for 2 days, so it's like Bachelor in Paradise at my place.
Does that mean
Ooh.
Beer's on you tonight?
Well, it's a school night. If you want to come over and it's like drink at the house, night. We can.
I love how you still say that. Like, you are in your 30s. You can't just be like, why do you have to say it's a school night? And also, like, you have these weird strict rules for yourselves on nights during the week. It's just, like, bizarre.
Because we have to do a show.
I know, but, like, it's not a school night. You're not in school. You're a grown adult. You can have a social life at nighttime and still wake up on time and be responsible for your job.
No, you can't listen.
That's called adulting.
I hope you never reach this point, but there will be a point in life where it's like, it's a miracle you're up and out of bed. And then, like, to go to the bathroom and then, like, to get up and to not fall down the stairs. Little things like that are all miracles in life that you thank God for.
Do you fall down the stairs often?
No, but I'm afraid I will.
Okay.
Liv, I'm one fall away from dying. Honestly, like that life alert, like, I've fallen. I can't
honestly,
get up.
Like, I would laugh, but, like, don't say that because. That scares me, Joe. It'd be, like, funnier if Porkchop said it because, like, we know he's not going to die anytime soon.
Oh, we don't know.
I'm just kidding.
Nothing's a given. Okay.
I'm kidding.
Can we make this more positive?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Beers.
Yes, beers. Yes. Alcohol. Now it's all better. All right. A lot going on today here on the Joe and Alex Show. Make sure you follow along on our social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And the number to call in anytime is 317-239-1009.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Blake Shelton was on Ellen yesterday, and he got super embarrassed when Ellen shows video of him falling on stage during a performance.
You know, I blame that on Pitbull was on that show, that which is a great combination, by the way.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton and Pitbull.
You have the same fans.
So you can imagine how I was feeling. I fell down on stage. Fell down on stage.
What did you trip over?
I backed it. Does it matter?
No. It's, you're right. It does
I fell.
Not.
It is what it is.
I absolutely love Blake Shelton and Ellen, so the two of them together is absolutely hysterical. The Spice Girls announced their reunion shows yesterday. People have been waiting for this announcement. It finally came, but Victoria Beckham will not be participating. They will take place in England next year. The shows begin June 1st and end June 15th, and it isn't known why Beckham isn't taking part in the reunion or if more shows will be announced, but here's a video clip of where they announced it.
Hello, ladies. I'm ready.
Jerry.
What?
What is that?
Jerry, we were all on the email.
We did say we are all going to be in black tuxedos.
Melanie.
Now, ask yourself, is that a black tuxedo?
Melanie.
Dress. We're going on tour.
Go. La, la, la.
Come
la,
on, girls.
La, la, la.
La, la, la. La, 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 la.
Dang, they still sound good, but how can you say the Spice Girls are going on tour if it's not all the Spice Girls?
Well, they did perform just the four of them, I think from like 1998 to like 2001 when Ginger wasn't in. They're performing or wasn't performing with them.
See, I didn't even know that. I guess I'm not a super huge Spice Girls fan, but I hate when bands go out and they're not all together.
I know. It's so sad. I actually hate that too. But this tour is going to be phenomenal. I mean, all of them are still in incredible shape too. A very pregnant Amy Schumer posted an Instagram video showing her reaction to her first ultrasound appointment. She's pregnant with new husband Chris Fisher. The couple just got married this past summer. Here's a clip from the video.
Oh my God. Oh my God. See, it's, it has so much energy. That's why I'm puking every day.
Ugh.
That's funny. Matthew McConaughey opened up in a recent interview that he auditioned for the part of Jack in Titanic and was very confident after his audition and thought he had it.
I went and auditioned with, I wanted that. I auditioned with Kate Winslet. Had a good audition. Walked away from there pretty confident that I had it. I didn't get it. I never got offered that.
Could you imagine if he got the part of Jack?
Hey, the ship's going down. We're all gonna die. All right, all right, all right. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is 36 past the hour. And hey, if you're voting today, we are so proud of you. That's a really big deal. Yeah, get out
Woo!
There and vote or die or rock the vote or I don't know, do something. Go out there and exercise an amazing right that you have here in the good old U.S. of A. That's what this lady did. This is a story about an 82-year-old Texas woman named Gracie. Kind of a sad ending, but I think it's a good overall story here. She went out and she voted for the first time at 82 years old and then died after battling pneumonia. She went there, though, with her oxygen tank. This lady was breathing pure oxygen, barely alive, just an older woman in life. But just hours after, just hours after voting for the first time last week, she cast her ballot in Grand Prairie, dragging along her portable oxygen tank. Her granddaughters, she said she wanted to inspire them and others by voting and, you know, being a busy family life and, you know, kind of, she says, I guess she had a more traditional role back in the day, which I guess women could have voted, but maybe she felt like, oh, my husband will take care of that. I don't need to vote. He'll pick a good candidate. Liv's like,
no, that's how it was back then.
Yeah, but she said that's why I delayed her vote. And here's her family kind of talking about it. And then she's at the very end. You can hear how frail she is, but she still voted and was so happy.
She kept telling everybody, I'm voting and I'm going to vote this year and my vote counts. My aunt took her with the portable oxygen tank. And the poll people were very kind and they met her out at her car.
I voted today.
Aww. You voted, Mom. Now we got to get you home.
Yeah, wow. So I mean, it's sad. She did pass away, 82. That's aww, a nice long life on this earth. But I think it's amazing to vote. Do you guys still remember the first time you voted? Do you remember not who you voted for, but do you remember the experience? Because it was such a big deal to me. Like, I thought it was so cool. Pork Chop, you're looking at me like, oh crap, did I ever vote?
No, I voted. I voted once, and I'm 30. I got quiet.
Oh my gosh, dude. You're making me so angry.
Well, okay,
hey,
you know
no
what? Wait.
Judgment.
Yeah,
let me defend
myself. In the past 6 years, I've lived in I don't know how many different cities. And it's literally, I don't know, almost impossible. Once I settle, like, I'd like to settle.
Okay, I get that. You have moved around a lot.
Like a lot.
I kind of get that. Also, I have people tell me that they're like, I'm uneducated, ooh, so why would I vote? And they're like, I know I'm uneducated. I know I don't pay attention to politics. I have no idea what's going on in this election, so why would I vote? And at the same time, like, I'm going to vote. But I'm making an educated decision. I know who I'm voting for. I know why I'm voting for them. I also know people that the week of voting, they read up on it and they research it. But I know some people that don't. And I kind of, is that right or is that wrong to not vote, but you're uneducated? What do you think, Joe?
It's wrong. You should educate yourself. Do you know
no,
how
No, I know, but no, I'm no, saying no, if you are uneducated.
Then you should educate yourself. Like, how do you not... Like celebrate. Like, it is so cool. Like, I was there outside. I did early voting with my wife, Lindsay, on Sunday. We were out there, Washington Township, just right over there off of Keystone, doing our thing. And it was a fast line. We were only in line for 40 minutes. It was so cool. People, white, black, young, old, fat, skinny. No, everything seemed so divisive, but it was so cool. It's all coming together to exercise an amazing right to vote. And a shout out to everybody that's out there right now. It was so cool, Liv, to see this young boy go up and he was voting for the first time. They're like, first time voter, and everybody's like, yeah!
Oh, that's so cute.
It is. I mean, no, it makes sense. You're right. I don't want somebody just to blindly vote, like, well, they're this or they're that, so I guess I'll vote for them. But it's like, oh my God, how do you not take
one hour out
of your Netflix binge and research your candidates? Find out what's going on locally in your community, like for your school, for everything. That stuff's so important.
Yeah, and you know, to defend myself, I have done a much better job at educating myself, you know, and getting familiar with, you know, terminology and understanding the primaries and watching debates and things like that. I actually went to you'd call it a rally, right?
Or a rally.
Is it a rally?
Yeah.
When people get together. Yeah.
Well, I'll just tell you. So I lived in Portland, Oregon, and Bernie Sanders came to speak, and I watched him speak, and I was actually very impressed with what he had to say, you know? And I'm really glad that I went. It was a cool experience.
Well, see, yeah, no, and I totally get that. I love voting, and I think anytime I go to vote, it honestly feels like a little bit magical to me, and I'm really not that into politics. Like, I am into politics enough to, like, make an educated decision, but it's like my life is not politics. After I vote, it goes dormant for a while until, like, the next time to vote again. But that's how it should be. That's why it's every 4 years. That's why it's not all the time. Because your life shouldn't be revolved around politics. Well, that's why there's governed officials and why there's civilians. But so I do. It feels like a little magical and special every time you go to vote. And I remember my first time going to the voting polls when I was a kid with my mom and seeing the long, long, long line, but seeing all these people from our community that we knew. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so special. It's such a big deal.
And I really do feel like there's a lot more pressure now.
Yeah.
So, and I feel bad that I'm not, I mean, I just moved. So, like, I'm not registered.
Different. I didn't realize that. Yeah. Cause when you move in radio, if it's hard to stay in one spot, you half the time miss stuff. You're not registered. I get that. But you're saying if you could, you would vote. Like, you can't vote here in Indiana today because you just got here.
Right.
But you probably voted back in Michigan where you're from.
I mean, I could have. I mean, I should have.
Oh, come on.
Garrett,
we registered.
Pork chop. We were giving you the benefit of the doubt, pork chop, and then you just ruined it.
Hey. Man, you make me so upset.
No, do not. Not give me any shade, because I mean, Job, the first thing you said is this lady here had exercised her right to vote.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you're exercising anything anytime soon.
Oh, you're so funny. Joe's need to know news. Let's kick it off with, well, voting. Today is the day to do it. The polls are open right now and they close at 6 p.m. If you need help getting there, several transportation companies are offering Election Day deals. Indigo will have a free ride route all day for you. Lime is offering free scooter rides with a special code, and ride sharing companies Uber and Lyft are also offering free or discounted rides to polling places. I'll have those links up in a few minutes and our Joe's Need to Know News blog. Today's a special day for me. It's National Nacho Day. What was that, Cardi B nachos? Alright, so, okay. I only have one rule for my nachos.
Okay.
No black olives.
Down.
I am really torn. Wow, I was not expecting this kind of, like, trouble this early in the morning.
I didn't mean to make it trouble. I'm just throwing it
black
out there.
Black olives
like
are
them.
One of my favorite things on the entire planet.
I'll never
but
split
I
nachos
do
with
not,
you.
I don't like them on my nachos, Joe,
okay,
though.
Good.
Okay,
well, we're down.
Good. Okay, well, however you choose to celebrate, do your thing. Chicken, beef, steak.
Both.
Some
all
fajitas.
Three.
Some fajita nachos.
Woo! Ooh, girl. Oh, man, I'm excited. This is kind of cool. We finally know somebody that won one of those Powerball tickets. Single mom, Loreen West of Redfield, Iowa, had one of the two winning Powerball tickets for the October 27th jackpot. She's taken the lump sum option. That means she'll walk away with $198.1 million, almost $2 million, minus taxes. She quit her job. She started in September. She did that last week. And says she plans to save her newfound wealth and actually share it, too, with her family and friends. Here's her speaking about what she plans to do.
I have been extremely blessed to win this big Powerball. This will forever change my life. And aww. I will use this opportunity to impact others. And I want you to know that as I stand here today, I know the responsibility that I have to do good with this money. And my life has changed forever.
Yeah, I would say that, but totally just blow it all in a few years.
For sure.
The New York City winner has not turned in his or her ticket yet, so when we find out about that, we will let you know.
Like, why would you not? That is so bizarre to me. Why would you just hang on to that ticket? How do you not check immediately?
They probably are, but this lady had to get her affairs in order. You know what I mean? Like, you got to figure out, okay, what am I going to do? You got to get a lawyer. You got to make sure. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. You don't just come out and be like, I'm a almost billionaire. Look at me.
I would do that.
Yeah, I believe that. You get free shipping and you get free shipping. Amazon is temporarily offering free shipping to all customers, Prime or not, on all purchases. And the cool thing is no minimum order is required. Amazon rolled out the new promotion after Target announced it's offering free two-day shipping to all customers through December 22nd, also without a minimum order requirement. Walmart also offers free two-day shipping through. They also offer that too, though it requires a $35 order to qualify, which should not be a problem for most people.
Isn't it weird that when you just said free shipping, I literally just got chills because that excites me so much. Like, I have a problem online shopping.
Is that your favorite F word right there?
Yeah.
Free
shipping.
Okay, and do you ever order food? Mainly it's pizza that I've noticed this, but it says, like, delivery instructions or anything. You could write, like, maybe 50 characters, like, you know, knock on the door or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy John's has that, too.
Yeah, but usually it's to tell you, like, so they can actually find you, like, hey, you got to go around this or something.
Right, yeah.
Well, somebody decided, hey, why not have some fun with my pizza person? And they said, hey, scream that the pizza's here when you get here. Listen to this. Imagine you're sitting in your house. I'm wondering when the pizza's going to get here.
Kevin! Your pizza!
Pizza! I used to deliver pizzas, and yeah. I was a manager at Papa John's. I had an employee who used to honk the horn when he pulled into
no
the driveway.
Way.
Wait, how long was he an employee?
I fired him.
Oh, okay.
Hey, come get your pizza. I'm in my car.
Honk, honk.
I want to be friends with the people that wrote those instructions and the guy that put in all of his effort into screaming that their pizza was there.
Big tip for him.
Wow.
We got to try this, right? We have to try it on like a delivery order today, right? We have to order something. I'm like,
absolutely.
Joe, your nachos are here.
Can we order pickles from Jimmy John's?
That's random.
I just like their pickles a lot.
All right. You got a pickle. Liv's still looking for it. That is your Need to Know news on the Joe and Alex Show. I would love to hear from you at 317-239-1009. If your pet, if your animal has ever helped you out, like saved your life, like I'm talking like Lassie style right here, because this story involves a cat, and to me, I think this is absolutely amazing what happened here. That number, 317-239-1009, if you have your own little story. A woman in Oregon says her cat saved her life by detecting her breast cancer.
What?
Yeah, check this story out. The woman says her husband and she were lying in bed watching TV when out of nowhere, the cat got up and got on her chest, sniffed her right breast, and looked her in the face. The cat then sniffed that same spot again, looked up at her and tried, you know, to like say like, meow. She kind of pushed the cat like, come on, get off my, you know, get off of me right there. But the cat came back and just laid down on that right breast and looked at her like, I'm trying to tell you something, lady.
No way.
Yeah, that's when the woman felt her breast and she felt a lump.
Wow.
Absolutely insane. She went to the doctor who confirmed, yes, you have the early stages of breast cancer.
I seriously just got goosebumps. That's insane. I'm telling you, like, animals' intuition is so bizarre. It's like weird. They sense things, and like, they're not just animals. Like, they have like an extra sense that like we don't have.
Well, I believe it, because there's certain animals that can detect their almost assistant animals, like if your blood sugar is low or it's high. Like,
no way, animals can detect that?
Yeah, I wish I actually knew more what I'm speaking of. I'm sure somebody listening right now, 317-239-1009, but they're like, they're animals that people have to medically help them just to make sure that they're safe. It's not like, I mean, I'm sure animals can do it randomly, but they train them to do that. I mean,
that's wild.
It's all
I knew that,
scent,
like, there were dogs to help, like, people who are blind or
yes.
struggle with, like, seeing.
But I just think that is absolutely incredible. There's
wow.
there's no way you can be hating on a cat after hearing that
oh,
story.
Oh, that's so cute.
Let's say good morning to Chelsea. Chelsea is on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you have a kind of a pet story where it saved somebody or helped out?
Yeah, my old cat, I had her for a couple years and unfortunately had to rehome her. But the woman that I gave her to said that when she took her home, she got super attached to her husband and would always hang out with him in his chair and everything. And one day she was cleaning her house and she like ran up to her and wouldn't stop bothering her and would keep running back and forth through the house, which was really unusual. And she found out that her husband started having a stroke, and if she wouldn't have followed the cat back into the living room, then her husband would have died.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
No kidding right there. Wow. Hey, thank you, Chelsea, for sharing that. See, I feel like if I had a pet, it would just like sit on my chest. I have like asthma. It's like, go to sleep. God, sweet darkness.
So messed up.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Paige.
Hey, what's up, Paige? You got a story about a dog or a cat or some animal kind of helping out?
Yeah, when I was living with my grandparents, I have Crohn's. So, like, when I fainted, there was nobody around. And my grandparents, they had, like, this Doberman pincher or whatever. And, like, I, like, wasn't moving. And the dog was just, like, barking to let somebody know, like, hey, come help. Like, she needs help.
Wow.
That was really amazing, yeah.
So, like, who heard the bark? Was it, like, a neighbor or somebody in the house? How did they help you?
Like, I guess my dad was somewhere, and my grandparents were in the other room or whatever.
Oh, okay.
They just came, like, you know, running, helped me up, and made sure I was okay.
That's wow. amazing. I hope that dog got a good treat or something afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, the dog passed away, but I really love that dog.
Oh, I can see why you loved it. Hey, thanks for sharing that this morning. We appreciate it. That's just amazing. I mean, you hear all the time about these stories about animals saving other animals and people, but just their sense, there's something there.
I don't know why, and I am proposing right now that all dogs and most cats wear capes from now on.
Okay.
1,000%. I mean, how much better would that make the world? 1,000%. That would solve a lot of issues, I think.
Yeah, so cute.
Yeah, there we go. All the problems gone. Fix it with a cape. You're right there. Maybe you can fix this problem, Liv the Web Girl. I heard you yesterday on the phone having an issue with your package delivery.
Oh my gosh. Don't even get me started.
No,
with this.
I actually want you to explain this because producer Porkchop got some audio of you yesterday.
No way. No, yes. You did not stop. I was so. Oh my gosh, this
yes.
is humiliating.
I've never heard Liv this angry
oh
before.
Oh my
gosh. I'm going to share this and I want to hear why you were so mad. I mean, do you remember what you said to this person?
I kind of blacked out in rage.
Yeah, okay. We'll play the audio for you coming up in about 3 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Liv the Web Girl is one of the sweetest people I know. It takes a lot to get her angry, but... Wow, yesterday as we were wrapping up the show, you were on your phone. I at first thought you were having a fight with your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, because I didn't know who you were talking to.
I would never get in a fight like that with my boyfriend. I've never gotten in a fight like that with a boyfriend, I don't think.
Okay, then who are you well, don't say who. Like, I don't want to call any companies up, but what were you so upset about?
But before you get into this, this was my first impression of you. Because, like, this ordeal has been going on since last Monday,
yes.
which is my first day here. So yeah, this just okay. so you know.
Okay, so let me give you guys some facts beforehand. I ordered something from this website that I've ordered from probably like 10 times, and it's a really cheap website in China, I think, but it's amazing and it's
That's
affordable.
What you get when you don't buy American.
Well, it's affordable, and let's be frank here. I'm not making a ton of money right now, so
Neither
I have to go for affordable.
Factory.
Oh my gosh, Joe, okay, we're talking about this package right now. So, I ordered this package, and it was supposed to deliver on Monday. Last Monday. I've been having issues with this for over a week now, and the people who were supposed to deliver it said they couldn't deliver it for reasons that did not make any sense, and I'm going to tell you guys how much I spent on this package because this is a lot of money for me. I spent a little over $250 on clothes, and these are clothes for this winter. They're clothes for the summer, clothes for a trip in January that I have coming up. So I'm looking ahead in the future, spent that much money. Also, I only spent that much money because I had a boss tell me that I was going to be getting a bonus and I'm not. So I went ahead and spent that money. And so now I'm realizing that I misheard or it was a miscommunication. So now I'm like, shoot, I really shouldn't have spent that money. So now I'm like, well, at least I get.
You did that. Oh, no.
I can't believe it. Well, at least I get cute clothes now. And now this package has been lost for over a week. And that is worth so much money. Like, I don't have that kind of money to just like spend. And also, I was planning on returning some of the clothes anyways. Like, I was only going to keep some of them. And now the package is just lost. And the company is saying there's nothing they can do about it.
Okay, real quick, we're gonna get to the lost nothing they can do about it. But explain to me because I don't buy clothes that often. Usually, my wife orders everything. You bought something planning on returning it. Explain how that works.
Well, just because I ordered it online, so I wanted to try stuff on, see how they fit. I can go into a changing room, try them on, and see what looks good and what doesn't, what looks better and what looks worse. You know, so you just have no idea how clothes are gonna fit you because everybody's body is so different.
Oh, tell me.
No bodies are size small, medium, large. I mean, there are a billion different body shapes. So you have to order a lot and see what fits, what works, what style works with you and whatnot. So
right,
that's
so
why.
We have
I'm like getting heated up right now.
I can
just
tell
right now.
You are. And I'm not trying to, but I have to thank, because we'll laugh at this one day when we have a result. Producer Porkchop secretly recorded you yesterday when you started going in.
Oh, because here's the thing. I have been dealing with this company. I have called them so many times. I've been so patient with them and I've been so nice, and I always let people walk all over me, especially customer service employees, because I can't be rude and like, and I feel bad being rude, but they have literally been walking all over me. And I can't let that happen. It's too much money and I'm sick and tired of it. And then honestly, my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, has told me, he's like, you know what? Sometimes you just need to be assertive. You let people tell you things that end up not coming true, and you just say, okay, and you just wait, and you just wait by the landslide. And then all of a sudden 2 months go by and like you haven't heard anything. Like you are just constantly letting people walk all over you and telling you just exactly what you want to hear. You need to be more assertive. So I said, you know what? Maybe he's right. Maybe I do need to be more assertive to maybe get some stuff done, because apparently no one takes me seriously. So I was assertive with this person.
You know what? Now, like, I'm kind of wondering if we should even play this audio.
Rant right there just did justice.
I was going to say, does anybody actually want to hear this? 317-239-1009.
The audio's not great of me. It's not a great look. It's not my best side.
Do you want me to play the audio, Liv?
I mean, you can if you want. I was being assertive. I mean, this is ridiculous. I've been waiting for this package for a piece and a half. It's over $250 worth of clothes in this package, and they're just saying it's gone. And this delivery guy is saying he delivered it when clearly he did not.
So
your
claim is that the delivery guy is lying.
Here's the thing. They were first supposed to deliver it last Monday, okay? Over a week ago. And they said when they came to my apartment, they had no access code. That is a bunch of bull, because there is no gate to get inside my apartment complex. There's no code to get inside. There's no lock on the front door. Any single person can come in. Well, they don't know where I live.
I know.
Any single person can come in and come to the front door of my apartment. Anyone, a homeless person can. I mean, I've seen homeless people hanging out in the laundry room. Like, that's so true. So the fact that he said there's no access code, that makes no sense. And then he says he delivered it to my leasing office, which I know everyone in my leasing office, he didn't. So it just doesn't make sense. You can play the audio.
Maybe his kids needed those clothes more than you.
If they did, that's fine. Tell me. Let me know. Hey, you know what? I'll donate to you. I'll put you in. I'll give you names of some good Goodwill stores, or I'll donate some clothes to you. That'll be better fitting.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm getting triggered.
Let's just listen to the audio and see what people think here.
It off, but your delivery person lied and said there was no access code. And also, they said that they dropped it off at the leasing office. My leasing office, who I've gotten hundreds of packages from,
Hold on. Hundreds of packages?
I'm being dramatic, okay?
Okay.
Yes, I'm being dramatic.
Friends who've gotten hundreds of packages from have never had any certain problem. They say they never, ever got a package dropped off for me. So again, it's falling on.
Whoa!
Oh, you were cursing?
Why are you cursing?
No, I was either cursing or I was saying the company's name. So I might have been saying the company's name there.
Oh, okay. Like, again, another one of your delivery persons are lying. Do you see what I'm saying?
You won't even let her talk!
Because all they keep saying is, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, no, bitch, do something about it.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
They say there was no access code. I wouldn't know that.
Exactly. Tell me, like, this company, someone in this company is straight, either they messed up and delivered it to the wrong place, or they're lying. One, saying there's no access code, that's legitimately a lie. Like, that's just a lie.
I wonder how your mom feels hearing her daughter talk to somebody this way.
So again, it's falling on.
Wow.
I don't know what I was saying there. I might have been saying the company code. Okay, yes. Not the greatest light for me to be in. Not my greatest hour. But hey, you know what? I was angry and I need to get stuff done. And just because I'm blonde and I'm positive and enthusiastic doesn't mean you're going to walk all over me.
Hey, Joe, that's a nice new jacket you got on over there.
Well, thank you. It's a little small. I found it like the other day, but I'm going to make it work. Just had somebody that wouldn't say where they worked for, but they said, hey, maybe they fat fingered your package, Liv, and they hit the wrong button. So I don't know. Keep calm. Don't yell.
I know I'm
Relax.
Calm. All I'm saying, Joe, if you would have spent that much on a package and it didn't deliver for over a week, you would be so mad. And they're just saying, I'm sorry, it's lost. Like, that's it.
Keyword if. I'm the cheapest guy in the world.
Exactly. Do you know how many things I got for that amount of money?
Now, was anything in there for me or Alex or Pork Chop?
Well, now you'll never know. It could have been. It might have been, but now you'll never know.
Where's this package? garbage.
Exactly.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
British actor Idris Elba is People's Magazine's sexiest man alive for 2018.
I'm really, really happy with that, man. Thank you so much, People Magazine, for making me sexiest man in the world.
Yeah.
I'm loving that. It's an honor. My mom is really very, very proud. So thank you to you guys.
He says it was a nice surprise and definitely an ego boost for sure. Elba has become one of Hollywood's hottest stars, racking up award nominations. He's portrayed Nelson Mandela in the 2013 film Mandela Long's Walk to Freedom and has played a Norse god in Marvel's Thor franchise. Jada Pinkett Smith and Leah Remini finally cleared the air over the Scientology on the latest episode of Red Table Talk. A rift between the two started when Remini name-dropped Jada and her husband Will Smith in her 2015 book, claiming they all attended a party at Tom Cruise's house where they played hide-and-seek. She later claimed Jada was a Scientologist. This is what Jada had to say about it.
You wrote a book, and it upset me because I didn't understand why we had to be in your book because, you know, well, we really didn't have anything to do with this. And there were headlines about Scientology and hide and go seek at Tom's and how, you know, Will and I had participated. And I was hurt, but I never said anything.
And this is what Leah Remini had to say.
I was so caught up in the, I don't want to cry. I was just caught up in that pain. Yeah. Right? And also the pain of others. Yeah. And the effects that it had.
Jada ultimately chalked it up to all being a big-ass misunderstanding, and they are back to being friends, and the air is cleared. George Clooney is stepping up to help raise money for veterans. He's giving up one of his prized Harley-Davidson motorcycles for an auction. The bike is estimated to be worth $28,000. The bike is going to Homes for Our Troops, which is a nonprofit group, which will auction off the bike to raise funds to build homes for severely injured vets. Since George crashed a scooter in Italy, his wife Amal has been hoping he sticks with four wheels moving forward instead of two.
Yeah, no kidding. That was scary. That wasn't even his fault, right? It
yeah.
was somebody else's.
Right. And Shaquille O'Neal and Ken Jeong are to start in an unscripted series pilot for TBS. The new series is currently titled Unqualified, and O'Neal and Jeong will team up to try out a variety of odd and different jobs like patrolling malls as rent-a-cops, substitute teaching kindergarten, train conducting, and performing as party clowns. O'Neal and Jeong will co-executive produce the show. I am so excited for this to happen because I love Shaq and I love Ken Jeong, and them together is going to be the funniest pair ever. For how small Ken Jeong is and how giant Shaq is, it's going to be hilarious. Also, them as kindergarten teachers, I mean, I can't wait. But that is the garbage. And coming up next hour, these musicians are turning into film producers. I'll let you know who it is.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Did Liv, the web girl, and her boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, commit the ultimate betrayal as something that you would do to your friends? I mean, I've heard of this kind of happening when people start getting into a relationship and how their friends kind of slowly get phased out. But what they did, I don't know, Porkchop, you heard about this, and it's questionable to say the least.
Yeah, you're a bad friend.
Hey, take it easy.
I don't know if I'm going to say bad friend, but it's questionable. We're going to share this with you coming up in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show. Wow, I don't know where to go with this one because I understand the reason why, but I also think a lot of you are going to be upset about this. 317-239-1009. Did you get questioned by the person saying that you're a bad friend, or you're kind of wondering if you betrayed them? Like, what's the angle here, Live the Web Girl?
They never said that I was a bad friend, but it was just kind of the response when I contacted them about it that I was like, ooh, yeah, I don't think it's sitting well.
Okay,
I just feel guilty.
Take us back, and what happened? How did this whole incident start with you and a friend?
So Saturday night was a crazy night. We had just like me and my boyfriend Jewel Daddy, one of his best friends is in a band, and he normally doesn't play in Indianapolis, but he was playing in Indianapolis tonight at the Mousetrap on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I really want to go. I never go to his shows, and I always feel really bad, and it's in Indy, so I don't even have to travel for
it. Perfect.
Let's just go. And so it was kind of like an all-week thing. And then there was some confusion if it was on Friday or Saturday. And then finally, like when the weekend came by on Friday, we realized it was Saturday night. So that was our plans. So then like you and Porkchop know, our boss texted us, one of our bosses texted us on Saturday and said, hey guys, it's perfect weather for some gumbo. She's from New Orleans. So she was like, I'm going to make some gumbo and we can watch some football, whatever. I'm inviting all of you guys over. And everyone was in. So I like felt bad and I wanted to go because I didn't want to have FOMO and not be there. And also I wanted to try her gumbo because that sounds lit. And also like I just wanted to go because I like hanging out with her. She's nice. She's fun, whatever. So I wanted to go, so then I was like, okay, how about we do that first? We can go there around 7-ish, and then later we'll go, we'll just leave early, and we'll hit up your friend's show. So then I called my friend earlier in the day because I hadn't hung out with her since the weekend before, and I was like, hey, do you want to come to the show with us? We're going. First, I have to stop by my boss's house, but then we're going to go to the show. And she's like, yeah, awesome. Like, that'll be perfect timing, whatever, and then we can, like, maybe go out afterwards. So we're late getting to my boss's. So that was like the first thing. Uh-oh. So we're late getting to my boss's. We don't get there until like 7:45. We're planning on getting there till 7. And if we were planning on to leaving by 9, that's really not a lot of time there. And then we start drinking wine, whatever, and we're having a lot of fun. Uh-huh. And it's both kind of like, we're both like kind of tipsy. So neither one of us really want to drive. So we would have to Uber somewhere because, like, neither one of us are going to risk it. That's
so
stupid.
Dumb. No need to drink and
drive.
Yeah,
exactly. So, like, if it's even, like, in a minor question, no. So then we are talking about it. I think Joe actually heard us.
It was awkward. Did you hear them, Porkchop? Because I was sitting right next to Liv and Jewel Daddy, and I thought they were arguing. Here's what I thought. I thought Jewel Daddy's like, I thought I heard him say, like, well, are we going to go? Like, I got my friend. Because obviously, we all knew that they weren't staying the whole time. They were going to come and then go to this little performance. It wasn't a secret. And I thought you guys were arguing about it.
No. It was kind of like, he was like, whatever you want to do, like, it's fine. Like, it's pretty late now. And he's like, you know what? Like, there's going to be another show. So he was like, whatever you want to do. And I was like, are you sure you don't want to go? Are you sure you don't want to go? And so we were kind of going back and forth, like, no, we just weren't making a decision, but we weren't fighting. We're like, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, just back and forth.
Yeah.
And then it was finally just decided, like, okay, let's just stay here. We're having fun. We're having a good time. It'll save a couple of Ubers. It'll save us some money rather than going out to another bar, paying cover, and, like, drinking some alcohol. And we're both trying to save money now. So that was, like, a big factor.
But
so then
you ended up not going?
No. So we ended up not going and staying at my boss's house with, like, you and Porkchop and some people, like Elliot King from, like, the later show, whatever. And so I texted my friend and I was like, hey, girl, like, we're still at my boss's house and we've had some wine and neither one of us, like, are good to drive. So, like, I don't think we're going to the show. Like, I'm so sorry. And she just said, oh, okay, then. Like, not a great response. And I felt so bad.
That's the absolute worst. And by the way, 317-239-1009. And I'm not saying I've never done this, but it's the worst when you're on the receiving end of, like, you have plans with somebody, and for whatever reason, they're like, oh, hey, I'm not going to make it now. And it's like that last minute cancellation. Like, I'm glad you're not drinking and driving, but you could have gotten an Uber and went to that show. So wait, how many friends were affected? I thought you said, it sounds like two people.
Two people were affected. His friend and one of my friends.
What if they changed their entire plans for the night and they were waiting for you and then you canceled? They were just like, well, there goes our night.
That makes me feel so bad. And I've never wanted to be that type of girl that it's like, they get in a relationship and they now have no life or they have no connection to their friends. And that's like my biggest fear.
Wait,
because
is that happening now in your relationship?
No, I don't think it is. Like, I'm still like, so last night I decided to go over to my friend's house and I cooked us dinner. I like got like one of like my like healthy, like dairy free recipes and I cooked us dinner and we had dinner together and we like hung out, whatever. So like to try to like make up for it and stuff and make sure I'm spending time with her. But yeah, I mean, I'm like a little nervous about it. It's just hard during the week and stuff. And also the weekends, it's like every single weekend, one of us has something going on and we like to do stuff together. And like significant others are always invited to stuff. So it's like easy to bring.
All right. 317-239-1009. How would you feel if you were Liv the Web Girl or Jewel Daddy's friend? I mean, you got the one person that's in a band and you thought your friend was finally going to come see your show. And then was your friend then planning on going to the show with you?
Yeah, she was going to come to the show with us and like go out.
And this is your friend that doesn't have a lot of other friends, right? Like you're kind of one of her good friends?
I mean, I'm one of her good friends. I mean, she has
I'm not saying she's a loser. I don't mean it that way. I'm saying it's like she probably was looking forward to hanging out.
Like, that definitely was her plans, like her exclusive plans for the night.
Ooh, what should Liv and Jewel Daddy do here in this situation? I mean, does it sound like they committed the ultimate friend betrayal? I would say yes. 317-239-1009. We'll talk to you next on The Joe and Alex Show.
Call The Joe and Alex Show on radio now. 317-239-1009.
What should Liv the Web Girl have done in this situation here? I mean, did her and Jewel Daddy, that's her boyfriend, did they do their friends dirty? Did they do them wrong? To sum up the story, Liv, we got together with our boss to watch some college football, and she made some gumbo on Saturday night, which is good, and ended up that night, ended up going longer and longer. You were planning on leaving to meet up one of your girlfriends and
right.
one of Jewel Daddy, one of his buddies who's in a band, and you were going to see the band perform and
yep.
hang out with all them, and then you guys ended up just getting an Uber or a Lyft home and not doing that.
Right.
To be
yeah.
fair, I did not know. You should have told me.
Well, see, that's what I was going to say. I didn't let it be super known because I felt so uncomfortable. I felt awkward about it.
You should have told me because I would have encouraged you to go. I'm a
people
pleaser.
Dang it.
And I don't like making people feel bad.
Yes, I'm a people pleaser too, and I don't like to make people feel bad. And that's why I like felt uncomfortable bringing it up.
It's funny you're both people pleasers, but you do nothing to appease me.
Well, you're a different kind of breed. Okay, Jared on Twitter said, I would be pissed because you didn't bail on a group of friends where her night was not affected just by not seeing you. Her entire night was set up around you. Then his friend is playing. You can't miss that. You don't know when it's going to come around again. Well, thank you, Jared. I feel really bad now.
Yeah, I don't want to beat up a Liv, but it's a tough situation to be in. It's like, what do you do? Do you stay there at that party?
And also,
or do you like you leave?
How many times do we get together as a group?
Never. I've been trying to get everybody together for 2 years.
Never. Exactly. We don't do this often. And I've never been to my boss's place. And like, she was making gumbo, her like home dish. I mean, it was kind of a special occasion.
As she calls it, gumbo. Making some gumbo. Lisa, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that when she got to the party late at 7:45, she could have called and let everybody know. You know, my plans have changed. Things are running behind.
Right.
That way they can make alternative plans and their whole night wasn't screwed up.
Right, for sure. I mean, I definitely am the type of person that plays it by ear. So I was just going to be like, hey, like, let's go. Like, when I got there, we were still planning on leaving. And then it wasn't until, like, time went by so fast because we were having so much fun that we looked down and like, oh my gosh, it's past 9 o'clock. You're planning on leaving by 9. So it's kind of that. I mean, she ended up going out still.
Well, that's good for her. Now, Lisa, what did your friend do to you? Because it sounds like you've had experience of getting stood up. What happened?
Well, it's just the fact that, you know, when I moved to Indianapolis, I was a single mom, didn't have a lot of friends. So when my friends invited me out and I expected to go out, you know, I understand things happen because we're mothers, but I want to call. That way I can reevaluate my plan.
Who did
and
it?
Trying to find something else.
Call them out right now. What's their name?
I'm not going to do that.
Aw, you're a good friend.
It was Becky, wasn't it? It was Becky.
Aw.
It could have been.
You're inspiring me to be a better friend.
Hey, Lisa, thank you for calling in. Let's talk to Clark on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say, buddy?
Liv, you did the right thing. You did the responsible thing by just not going. You're trying to say, understand that. You know, Uber and Lyft are relatively cheap, but when you're trying to save money, it is what it is. I've had friends ditch me and for the exact same reason. And, it, you know, I just accept the fact that they did the responsible thing and just move on with my day.
Clark, you are my new favorite person.
That
makes me feel so much better. Thank you. One, no one has ever in my life said that I've done the responsible thing, like ever. So that's a big first for me. And also, that's the thing too. It's not like I was like ditching someone for better plans. It was literally just because like saving money. Like, that was a huge proponent of it.
To be fair, hanging out with us probably was the better option than going to the band.
Yeah, it was lit. We saw a bunch of old videos of Joe that are actually so funny. I was in tears. Maybe he'll pull those out.
I told you guys I used to be a rapper. Maybe I'll bring those on the show one day, and I'll actually play them for
you. Yes.
Hey, coming up next, Joe wants to know, this pediatrics group, like for kids, they advise that parents should or should not do this when it comes to spanking, and this is like one of my favorite things to have people argue with. So you know I want to talk about this with you. 317-239-1009. You can get into the conversation early. What's the right way to discipline? What do you think? We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 317-239-1009.
I love everybody having their own opinion and their preference. Maybe it's what their parents did or what they do as parents. What is the right way to discipline? Maybe it's how your mom and dad or grandma and grandpa did it. Maybe it's how you're doing it now. You're like, this is how I shall do it. The reason I bring up this question for Joe Wants to Know is the American Academy of Pediatrics has issued an official stance about discipline, the group's first since 1998, and it kind of recommends that parents be encouraging and assist in developing methods other than spanking in a response to a behavior that they don't want their kid to do. So they say, hey, no more spanking, no more yelling. The group more explicitly told parents not to spank or yell at their kids. Specifically, caregivers are encouraged to use, quote, healthy forms of discipline, including positive reinforcement and setting limits and expectations rather than any form of corporal punishment or yelling at a child. They say spanking has been found to be ineffective and can actually make behavior worse in kids. The new policy statement says corporal punishment. I feel like we're in jail here, by the way. Corporal punishment.
Yeah, like, let's take it easy. We're talking about children.
It says corporal punishment can be correlated with aggression, depression, and even less gray matter in kids' brains. So you're messing with their head. The policy encourages pediatricians to discuss the matter with parents, quote, so they can make their own decisions.
I kind of get that about spanking, but yelling, I don't know. I feel like yelling can be effective, but maybe that's just because I deal with like 15 crazy kids every single Monday night.
So wait, are you yelling at all these kids? Sit down and shut up, you little snotty-nosed brats!
No, sometimes I will. One kid literally took a ball and kicked it. He was a foot away from me. Kicked it into my face. It hurt. It freaking hurt. He was like six.
That's funny to me.
So I yelled at him.
I can't wait to be a parent because I'm going to be such a good parent. I feel like my kids, I'm going to talk to them with reason. You know, I feel like parents talk to their kids as a kid.
Okay.
And they're smarter than that.
Wait, you think that that's the way to discipline, like just to talk with reason and like that'll work with a child?
Most definitely.
You do have to understand they're kids and like they don't understand part of it, which I talk to my nieces and nephews like they're grown adults, basically just because I think it's funny and they don't understand me, but like they don't understand me.
Right. I mean, I get that, but I don't know. You'll see when I have kids.
317-239-1009. Allie's on the Joe and Alex Show. I'd like to start out with you this morning. What do you think about like the best way to punish? Because they're saying do not yell, do not spank. It's not good.
So I work with kids every day. I'm a nanny, and I watch three boys under the age of five.
Okay.
And I think it's important to respect the kids so they know where you're coming from. You know, positive reinforcement works a lot better than just yelling and spanking. They have to understand, like, what they're doing wrong. I do, like, a behavior clip chart, which helps a lot. It helps the child to kind of see what they're doing, but you have to be very consistent. And if you're not consistent, then it's really not going to work. You got to talk to them and reason with them and respect them. And they're acting out because they're upset about something, you know? So you
okay.
have to ask them.
All right. Hey, thank you, Allie, for calling. We appreciate your call. 317-239-1009. You can also get in with our social media. No yelling on there either, okay? You are not allowed to.
And Samity said, spanking is just a lazy way to discipline children. There are many more effective ways without causing physical pain.
All right, let's talk to Dawn this morning. Dawn, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your method of discipline? What do you think is the right way to do it?
I have four girls, and I would pull my car over on the side of the road and bust my kids' butt if they were doing something wrong. My oldest is now 19 years old, about to enlist in a branch of military. I won't say which one. One of my kids is homeschooled and very disciplined. My other one is works full-time and goes to school full-time. I was whipped as a parent. There is absolutely nothing wrong with spanking your children.
Beating them, yes. How is their demeanor? So I get that they're accomplished, but like, how is their demeanor and their character and their attitude? Good? Happy?
Absolutely positive. My 16-year-old is a class clown. You absolutely, if you met her, there's not a moment you would not be laughing with her. She'll put down her window driving down the road and wave at a 14-year-old and be like, "Hi, Grandpa. How are you?" Like, they're just absolutely happy and extremely pleasant. I've never had a parent complain to have them over to spend the night for a sleepover in 19 years.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they're scared they're going to get whipped.
Dawn, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Now, hold on. Let's talk to Kathy, because she's got a little bit of a disagreement with your husband. What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't believe in the whole spanking thing. I have two little girls at home, and I don't spank them. They're, you know, only get in trouble every once in a blue moon. They're pretty well-respected kids. But my husband, on the other hand, does believe in spanking. So that's like a constant battle in our house is, do we or don't we?
So what ends up being the prevailing one? Like, who wins?
Whoever's home?
Primarily, I would say me, unless, like, things get, like, out of hand. Like, if they just start getting way out of control, then, I mean,
they just start.
He will spank them and I just can't stand it. I don't agree with it at all. And mind you, he's not spanking them hard or anything like that. It's just not something that I agree with. I don't think it does anything other than rile them up more.
See, I'm afraid that, like, if I spank my kid, like, my kid will be the kid that's not like me. Like, they'll actually be in shape. They'll be strong. And they will beat my ass. Like, one day, they'll grow up and, like, "Hey, Dad, it's time for your spanking, old man." And I'm like, "No, leave me alone, son." Hey, Kathy, thank you for calling in. Let's talk to Rachel on the Joe and Alex show. And you say to do what?
Okay, so I think it depends on the severity of what happened. But there is no rationally talking to a child. If that was, they don't have that type of thinking. And believe me, if they've done something, I'm going to spank that ass.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Does it matter how young they are if you're going to give them a spanking or no?
Well, I mean, when they're little kids, I think when they start getting to about 7 or 8, they need to get a little whipping to let them know, "Hey, I'm the alpha kitty. You are not. We will get this right, and it will be my way."
That's crazy to think about because which again, I am not a parent, so I don't know. This hurts my brain. So, like, this, I'm glad I'm not a parent making these decisions. But my sister has a 3-year-old, and when my mom watches him and he acts up, my mom puts him in timeout. And he gets devastated being in timeout. Like, he clearly understands that he cannot play. He cannot talk with his sister, his cousin. He can't have any toys. Like, he is physically upset when he is put in timeout. So he realizes he did something bad.
And that's a good thing. But I think at that age, they need that timeout.
But you're saying that they need to be spanked because they can't, like, rationalize it.
Not until they get to 7, 8, 9 years old. I think at that age, they need the timeouts. They need the positive reinforcement. "Okay, Johnny, well, this is why we don't do this, A, B, and C." But when they start getting to that preteen and stuff like that.
So you think they can rationalize it at 3 years old, but they can't rationalize it at 7 to 8 to 9 and 10?
No, not so much rationalizing it, but you could talk to them a little bit clearer. Think about it.
You can talk to them clearer when they're 3 than when they're 10?
Well, yeah, because they got hormones going through their body. At that age, they don't have hormones going through their body. Hmm.
Rachel, you want me to give Live the Web Girl a spanking right now for talking back to you?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to understand what she was saying. I was getting confused.
Quit talking back to Rachel. One more for good measure. There we go. Thank you, Rachel. She'll never talk back to you again like that. It's interesting. Hey, if you couldn't get through this morning, let us know on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show, what you think is the right way to discipline. All right, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to check in with Jules. She works here on Radio Now 100.9 starting at 10 o'clock. And she's actually out there right now doing some Joe and Alex Show exit polling questions. She's asking the hard-hitting questions that you may or may not see on the ballot. We're going to see what's going on with that next on the Joe and Alex Show. Today is the day. It's election day.
Call the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. 317-239-1009.
Midterm elections going on. Cast in your vote because it's America. And gosh darn it, you got the right to. Make sure you do that. We actually have Jules, who works here at Radio Now. She is out doing some Joe and Alex Show exit polls. And we're going to play some of that audio, but we want to hear from you at 317-239-1009 because we're going to have a little debate about some of these results that are coming in.
Right.
Let's check in with Jules and see what she's got.
Pineapple on pizza or no?
Definitely pineapple on pizza.
Yes.
Okay.
That's actually a very, very divisive question.
Yeah, this will split families apart.
So this will be our first question at 317-239-1009. Pineapple on pizza. Is that cool? Is that not cool? Let me ask you, Liv the Web Girl, how you feeling about that pineapple?
I am all here for pineapple on pizza. Give it to me.
Okay, yeah, yummy, yummy.
I used to work at Papa John's, and I would say about 25% of pizzas would get pineapples on them.
Really?
That's a high amount.
Yeah. And maybe a little 20%. But I feel indifferent about it. I wouldn't want it on my pizza.
It's crazier that people stand indifferent on it rather than like extremes. How are you just indifferent about pineapple on pizza?
I'm indifferent.
How can you hate on sweet and savory? Let's get a few more right here.
I mean, I can order a pizza with you guys because that's how I roll. All right. Another question. It's Taco Tuesday as well as Voting Tuesdays.
I'm already excited about this question right here.
So, soft or hard taco?
Soft. Soft.
Okay, I can't roll with you on that one. Sorry.
Okay, so these ladies are rolling with the soft taco.
Yes.
I am a fan of all tacos. I do not discriminate. By the way, today is also National Nacho Day if you want to get down with that. But I agree with the ladies with this Joe and Alex Show exit poll. You've got to go with the soft taco over a hard taco.
So I probably eat hard tacos way more. So if you're going to... See, I don't know. I just like hard tacos better. They're easier to make at home.
But they break and they go everywhere.
No, they're so good. That little bit of crunch with them, and then the meat like trickles into your mouth. Oh, it's so good. Sometimes the flour tortillas, there's just too much. You can barely taste the insides.
Let's talk to Courtney on the Joe and Alex Show. Courtney, thank you so much for taking part in the Joe and Alex Show exit poll. Asking the hard-hitting questions in this world for our democracy. What about you? What's your thing with pizza and pineapple? How do you feel?
I think that it's disgusting. It should not go on pizza.
What? Hold on a second. Let's talk to one of your rivals this morning. We've got Whitney here. Whitney, how do you feel about Courtney saying that what your lifestyle of pineapple on pizza is disgusting?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. I love it. Pineapple on pizza, 100%. She's crazy.
Courtney, you've been called out, Courtney.
Nope, just pepperoni and banana peppers. That's all I need.
Oh, wait. Actually, that is like a lit pizza. That's like what my family orders pretty often. Banana peppers, I'm all here for them.
All right, Courtney.
I mean, that's good too, but no, I love pineapple.
All right, Courtney, Whitney, let me stick with you here, and I'll ask you both a question here. I'll start out with Courtney. When it comes to today being Taco Tuesday, are you going with that soft shell or are you going with a hard shell, Courtney?
Soft shell.
Okay. Now, what about you, Whitney? I feel like you're a hard shell kind of lady.
Nope, I'm soft.
You guys are both soft shell? What the heck? You guys don't like the crunch and the meat trickling into your mouth?
Isn't it great that we can come together here and actually enjoy the same thing?
Okay, wait, question. Have you ever had the Doritos Los Tacos from Taco Bell? The Cool Ranch or the nacho cheese? And you would give up both of those for a soft taco?
I would. Actually, I would get a corn tortilla from an actual Mexican restaurant. It tastes way better.
Okay, well, bougie. No, I'm just kidding. Those are actually really good.
I like corn, too.
Oh, wow.
All right, now they're best friends. I think we just made like a best friend couple here on this show.
Courtney,
wow.
Whitney, Courtney. There you go. Look at the Joe and Alex Show bringing people together this morning. I feel like we've done our civic duty here. Let's take one more. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Shelly. How are you doing?
We're doing good, Shelly. We're asking the hard-hitting questions today here with our Joe and Alex Show exit poll. Answer a few for us real quick, and we're going to get to our social media, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. When it comes to pineapple on pizza, that's one of the big things we're doing today with people. Where do you stand this season?
Oh, my God. I love pineapple. If you buy me pineapple pizza, trust me, we are best friends for life.
So, but What if the Joe and Alex show buys you a pineapple pizza? Will we be your best friend for life?
Best friend for life. I'll take you to Jamaica. I'm originally from Jamaica. Woo! We can go there. I'm planning to go there next year summer for my family reunion. It's just me. Ooh, girl, I will take you out to lunch. Just mention pizza. Make sure it's kind of. Oh, girl, we're good.
Yes!
I feel like this lady doesn't even need the pizza. She just wants the pineapple, and she'll
yeah.
be happy with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just go to the store and buy, like, the Dole's can of pineapple, open it, and I tell my kids, just leave me alone. Just give me 10 minutes. I put that do not disturb sign on my bedroom door, and they know not to bother me. Just let me just enjoy my pineapple slices, and we are good.
Dude, I get it. There's nothing better than a fresh pineapple. I'm with you.
Oh, I love that. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. And, yeah, if we can go with you to Jamaica, that would be pretty dope. Let us know, and we'll try to arrange that. Maybe we could broadcast the show live from there.
Billy Renee on Twitter says, God, no. Pineapple belongs on a fruit salad, not a pizza. Just no. And then Mary brings up a separate but also equal question.
Let's hear it.
What's the difference between a soft taco and a burrito? So true. This is why crunchy tacos are the best.
No, there is a difference. There is a
How? Tell me. What is it?
First of all, calm the hell down. Second, jeez, I've never seen a girl so passionate about something. No, first of all, it's the size of the tortilla. One's bigger, one's smaller. And one you wrap up and keeps all the things contained inside of there, while a soft taco is just a few things like folded up.
No, it's not about the size of the tortilla. It's what you can do with the tortilla.
Wow, okay.
Why they're equal.
Speaking from experience there. Hey, we're going to keep this Joe and Alex show exit polling going all morning long. We'll be checking in again with Jules just after 9 o'clock to see how, you know, Indianapolis and the state of Indiana is feeling today as the polls are open. And, you know, check with us too. Maybe you could tweet us a photo of you voting. Just it's at Joe and Alex show. We'd love to see people out there doing their thing, rocking that right to vote.
It's the Joe and Alex show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Chainsmokers are set to produce a movie based on their super popular song, Paris. Drew Taggart and Alex Powell are developing a feature based on their 2017 hit single. And Mickey Rapkin, the author who wrote the book that was the inspiration for Pitch Perfect franchise, is set to write the screenplay. The Chainsmokers will produce the feature through their newly formed Kick the Habit Productions company, which I think is pretty exciting. Kanye West and Burger King are kind of in a feud. Kanye West was slammed by Burger King on social media after tweeting that his favorite restaurant is McDonald's. The rapper tweeted, "McDonald's is my favorite restaurant," and Burger King wrote back and said, "Explains a lot," which set the Twitter universe on fire.
It's flame grilled. I love it.
Burger King later responded that if they'd known the tweet was going to blow up, they would have made a SoundCloud. All I can say is that Twitter has been made for these chain fast food restaurants like Wendy's, Taco Bell, McDonald's. All of them go in on these people, and it makes my life. I absolutely love it. They are doing Twitter right and social media right. Everyone, take a course.
But here's my thing, though. Wendy's is the only one that knows how social media works. Like, Wendy's is undefeated. They are the champ. They're never going to fail. They're never going to fall.
No, Wendy's is at the top, but the other ones are doing pretty good, too.
Yeah, okay.
News about Mac Miller's death. According to a newly released toxicology report, Mac Miller died from a fentanyl, cocaine, and alcohol. The report names accidental mixed drug toxicity as Miller's official cause of death. The rapper had publicly struggled with addiction and referenced it a lot in his music. The report also reveals that when he was found unresponsive at his home on September 7th, authorities found empty liquor bottles, bags containing a white powdery substance, loose pills, a bottle of prescription medicine, and things scattered around his house, which is just so sad. I mean, that's what everyone assumed it was, just because of his issues with drug addiction before. But
that's
so
a crazy
sad.
Combination of all those things.
Right.
Like, well, what was he going through?
Fentanyl is slipped into a lot of drugs without people knowing. And that's why drugs are just so dangerous. You don't know what's going in them. So scary. And the Spice Girls announced something very exciting yesterday. They are announcing their reunion shows are going back on tour.
Hello, but
Sorry, my bad. I got excited.
I got so excited.
But unfortunately, Victoria Beckham will not be participating in these shows. They will take place in England next year. The shows begin June 1st and end June 15th, and it isn't known why Beckham isn't taking part in the reunion or if more shows will be announced. Here's a clip of the video they announced.
Hello, ladies. I'm ready.
Jerry.
What?
What is that?
Jerry, we were all on the email.
We did say we are all going to be in black tuxedos.
Melanie.
Now, ask yourself, is that a black tuxedo?
Melanie.
Dress.
We're going on tour.
La, 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 la.
Come on, girl.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
People of the world. Dun, 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 dun.
Spice up your world. Dun, 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 dun. That tour is going to be absolutely amazing. They all still sound amazing. And coming up in the next hour, an actor who missed out on a giant role that could have changed his career. I'll let you know who it is.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Next on the Joe and Alex Show, we're going to give you Ariana Grande tickets. Give us about 7 minutes. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and we have got your chance to win tickets to see Ariana Grande. Going to be coming to town in 2019. That's right. She'll be here April 12th at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. This is cool. You'll win tickets for that right now, but you also will get qualified to see her anywhere in the U.S. That means like New York, L.A., Chicago, Phoenix. I mean, anywhere her show is going to be, you win. You get to tell us where you want to go if you're our grand prize winner later on this week. So more chances to win today, too, at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. But let's get somebody hooked up right now. 317-239-1009. Monica, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
You having a good day so far?
Oh my gosh, yes.
All right, cool. Did you vote? Have you voted?
I have not.
Oh, not yet.
I'm at college right now, so I'm...
That's fair.
I'm okay. Supposed to be in class.
All right,
okay.
Monica, we're going to play a little game today, and we're going to have you pick between Liv the Web Girl or Producer Pork Chop. What team do you want to be on? They're going to represent you.
Liv.
All right.
Yeah, Monica, we're going to kill it.
Liv and Monica. Yeah. I don't know about that. You don't know the game. Okay, cool. Let me lock you in there, right there, Monica. And then we'll go to another phone number. We will go to, is this Maggie?
Yes.
Maggie.
Hi.
Hey, Maggie, say hi to Pork Chop.
Hi, Pork Chop. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Maggie.
Good.
All right. Hopefully you guys can get some things going here. We're going to play a little game right about now. It's borderline political. It's more about election stuff, okay? I'm going to have Liv the Web Girl and Pork Chop do all the heavy lifting. Monica and Maggie, you just sit back and pray that they don't suck, okay?
Okay.
Monica, cross your fingers for me. I need a girlfriend.
Okay, I am.
All right, cool. And you can cheer them on in the background. Feel free to do that. Here we go.
Wait, so are we buzzing in with our names?
Yep. I was going to explain the rules to you, but
I'm sorry. I got eager.
You know what? Eager is a good thing compared to like, whatever. I'm just going to sit here and play the game. I don't care how it goes. Yes, you buzz in with your name, Liv or Pork Chop. That's all you got to say. And you get to guess, okay? If the other person guesses wrong, you can then guess after them.
Got it.
Ready?
Hey, since Pork Chop is longer than Liv, can I just buzz in with Chop?
Sure. I will allow that
for this game. Either way, like, it's the start of when you say
I know,
the word.
But it's, you
for
know.
Chop. I mean, chop. It, we got it. Chop.
You want to make it easier? Be like, L, P.
Yeah.
L, P.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
Okay. All right. Let's get this game going. I'm ready.
First question. Who is the incumbent in an election?
Liv.
Chop.
That took you... I don't know what you said there, Pork Chop, but Liv was in first. Who is the incumbent in an election?
It is the person who is currently holding the office.
That is correct. Look at you.
Woo!
How you feeling about that one right there?
I'm feeling great.
Okay, Monica, you like that?
Yeah.
All right.
She's like, yeah.
Maggie, you better cheer Pork Chop on.
I know. We'll get it. We'll get it. We'll come back.
Yeah. So, nice pep talk.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Next question for you. Either one of you can buzz in.
Okay.
What are the branches of our government?
Chop.
Pork Chop. Go ahead. Give me the three branches of our government.
Judicial, supreme, and And
three, two.
Oh gosh.
One. Nope, you got one right.
What? Is it my turn to try?
If you'd like to guess.
Yeah, I'll take a shot at it.
Okay, Liv.
Okay, so judicial.
Three.
Presidential.
God, you guys are dumb.
What are they? What
are
they? I forget
so
them.
Dumb.
What is it?
And you, thank God neither one of you voted, I think.
I'm voting later today.
No, I don't think you're allowed to after this. The three branches of government are judicial, legislative, and executive. The executive is the president. The judicial is the Supreme Court. The legislative is Congress.
I knew all of that when you said
God, I work with some smart people.
Like Joe knew these. He looked up the answers. That's why he knows these. He's acting all smart, like high and mighty now.
I'm not high and mighty. I'm just an informed citizen that knows the basics of how to vote.
Next.
I got the next one.
Okay. Buzz in. Liv or pork chop or chop. What is the legal voting age?
Liv.
Chop.
Liv was much quicker on the response.
18 years old.
I knew that.
Yeah. Monica's gonna see Ariana. Woo!
All right, we have a few more questions here.
All right, the score is 2-0. I'm winning just for people at home.
You can't believe you're not even on the board yet, pork chop. All right, here we go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Where is our country's capital?
Liv.
Chop.
That was Liv again.
What?
Washington, D.C. Yeah. And I know what the D.C. stands for.
What does the D.C. stand for?
District of Columbia, baby.
She's like answering, she's saying Liv before the question's even done.
Yeah, you can. He never said you couldn't.
Well, then you need to stop talking when she says Liv. Because all you said was, what's the countries? And she was like, Liv.
No, he said cap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You need quicker reflexes. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's because you got me this cold coffee.
Okay, yeah. Blame it on me.
Hey,
I got you coffee.
Hey, can we quit fighting here? We're trying to do this to hook somebody
up. It's now 3-0.
Okay.
Is that it?
Technically, yes, but let's...
Well, let's keep going.
Yeah, I might change this.
Moral support.
All right. An elephant represents the Democrats.
Liz!
Chop!
Liv.
And a donkey represents the Democrats. You messed that up. An elephant represents the Republicans. Joe, an elephant represents the Republicans and a donkey represents the Democrats.
Not true.
You were going to...
I was just going to say donkey as my answer.
Well, the answer I was looking for was donkey.
No, but you're wrong. Elephants represent Republicans.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Look at... Are you joking right now?
Yes, I looked it up. Elephants represent the Democrats.
No.
And...
I don't know if you're trying to be stupid or not.
And the donkey represents the Republicans.
I don't know if you're trying to be stupid or not right now.
Oh, man. Elephants represent the Republican Party.
Yeah, elephants represent the Republican Party. I grew up in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
Okay.
Well... Looks like the guys are the loser
today. Yeah, okay, wow.
And the girls are the winners.
All of you, and that means Monica.
Wait, no. I think I'll do one last question wins all.
Okay, fine.
I'm down.
Oh, wait, no. I'm not agreeing to that. I already won fair and square.
Maggie, do you think that's a good idea?
I mean, I'm down with it.
No, are you kidding me? There's no way.
This is...
What? You got one of the your own questions wrong.
Oh, well, if you're going to insult me like that, then we're
definitely
going to make it.
I mean, no, I just think it's not fair to Monica because you already told her that she won.
I didn't tell her she won. You started
You said, well, technically, yeah, but let's keep going.
I suck.
Okay, fine. We'll do one more
Monica,
question.
Monica, do you care if we do a winner takes all?
Kind of.
See?
Okay. Well, then fine.
We'll do one more question just for us.
For fun?
See.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buzz in with your name.
Okay.
What number president is Trump?
Chop.
What?
Chop.
43. Well, 44?
You want to try one more?
No, let me do it.
Go ahead,
Liv. He's the 45th president of the United States.
Correct. Wow. It doesn't matter what happened today. Pork chop.
God is a woman. I showed that today, didn't I?
Something. You know what? I feel bad for you, Maggie. You had no chance.
It's okay.
I don't like to lose.
Well, you just lost hard.
Monica, you're seeing Ariana Grande,
oh my
baby!
God. Yes.
Amazing.
But since you didn't vote, we're taking it back and giving it to somebody
else. No, she's going to vote after class.
Yeah.
Wait, are you really, though? Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
If I can. I don't know
Monica,
everything, but I think I moved.
Monica, you should have just left it at, I am. Just should have left it at, I am, okay?
All right, congratulations to Monica.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I often wonder, what the heck were they thinking? 19-year-old guy named David Gomez on Thursday night reported to a shift at McDonald's in San Antonio, Texas, and his manager said, hey, go home. You're late. You know, like, you're going to be late. You know, don't worry. We don't need you. We'll get the shift. I don't blame him because you can't just let people come in whenever they want to be there. But David, he didn't go home. What he did instead is he went to a different McDonald's about 5 miles away. Did he clock in and work there? No. Instead, he robbed the place. He was still in his McDonald's uniform, too, with his name tag. So he went in there. He said, hey, the other store sent me here to help with a dinner rush. When the manager there took him to the back room to fill out paperwork, he pulled out a gun and demanded all the money in the safe. And he got away with about $1,500. I thought there'd be more money in a McDonald's safe than $1,500. I mean, to be fair, I easily contribute $20 a day to that.
Everyone uses card. It's 2018.
Oh, duh.
I feel like he wouldn't have had to pull out a gun either. Like,
yeah, why the gun? That's a little dramatic.
And like, hey, the other McDonald's needs to borrow money. Can I have some?
You know?
Well, this isn't like Monopoly money. You're getting confused with how their games work.
Well, and also, he is the dummy of the day, so we're forgetting that.
That is a very true statement, Live the Web Girl. The cops tracked him down at his apartment the next day with the $1,500 in his place, and he was arrested for aggravated robbery. So, yeah, I don't think he'll be getting any Big Macs in prison anytime soon, unless there's some guy named Mac. Then he'll definitely be getting a Big Mac. That right there is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, if he worked at Burger King, maybe in prison he could get a Whopper. I don't know, something like that. The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and holy crap, I can't believe what's happening. We have a poll up right now on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story. It is being election day after all. We're asking you, hey, who is your favorite? It's right now on our Instagram story. It's Joe versus Alex, and there is a tremendous lead going on right now. Check it out when you get a chance, Live the Web Girl, and let me know. Don't say who, but let me know if you're surprised who people are voting for, and go cast your vote right now before the polls close.
By saying that, I feel like you're in the lead because you were like, you seem chipper about it, and you seem surprised, pleasantly surprised.
Go cast your vote right now, and you can see who is in the lead between me and Alex. And I will also throw one up too on our Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show, and we'll be able to put everybody on there. Me, Alex, Live the Web Girl, and our brand new producer Pork Chop. What if producer Pork Chop comes away with a commanding lead? That would be impressive. Did you guys cast your ballots yet? Did you vote?
No, not yet. I have to do that today.
I look forward to... No, I'm talking about on the Instagram. I don't care about the real thing that makes actual impacts in our community. Hey, we had our friend Jules, who works here on Radio Now. She's out and about this morning, checking in, asking people the Joe and Alex Show exit polls, and let's see what else she's got. A couple more people she got for us.
Dog or cat?
Dog. A lot of my family's allergic to cats.
That's a fair answer. My husband's allergic to cats as well. Apple or Android?
Apple. Android's got a mess with security right now. I wouldn't trust them with my data for nothing.
Andrew Luck or Victor Oladipo?
Probably Luck.
Even with like all of his past injuries?
I don't follow football close enough to even know who the other guy is.
The other guy's a basketball player for the Pacers.
Well, then definitely Luck, because I don't like basketball that much.
At least he's being honest about it right there. I respect this guy.
Hey, but you live in Indiana.
What can I say? I'm an oddball.
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Nope.
Taylor Swift or Katy Perry?
Can I say none of the above? I'll go with Perry.
So if you were stuck on a desert island, you would listen to Katy Perry?
I would probably, if those were my two choices, I'd throw the radio in the sea. No, I take that back. I'd redesign the radio and a transmitter. I'm electronics tech.
By the way, I know there's supposed to be some wind out there, but Jules, are you okay? Sounds like she's like a weather reporter, like, I'm in the summer here, I'm flying to pay what's going on, we're doing an electric car today. Hey, baby, now
more.
Is there a hurricane we don't know about?
Apparently.
Possibly.
Apparently, the situation is in the voting polls.
Okay. We're still doing this.
Go ahead.
Are there more questions from Jules? Because I have kind of a little bit of an update between the poll that we have going on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show.
Yeah, people can
between
vote
Joe and Alex
right now at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. Go do that. Let's play one more person.
Okay, and then I'll
here.
Give you the update.
Okay, here we go.
The Triple Line with Jules is outside in the severe weather condition. Here we go.
Yes, this is my very first time.
First time voter! Oh my gosh, were you nervous?
Yeah, I was. But aww, this is the elementary school I went to, and so I think it's really cool that I voted here too.
Justin Timberlake or Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
Why so?
All day.
Because I grew up with Justin Bieber, not really much Justin Timberlake.
Oh, girl, you're so wrong, you don't even
no,
know.
No, Justin Bieber, please be my
wait
baby
a minute,
daddy.
Hold on. You don't say daddy. You get me really creeped out when you say daddy. Mm.
Justin Bieber is daddy. Daddy AF.
But Justin Bieber has twice as much as Bieber because he was NSYNC. Then he went solo dolo.
So Justin Bieber didn't even need a bunch of boys backing him up. He could do it solo to begin with. He didn't need a bunch of boys pushing him to make his platform.
Bieber's still a boy. Justin Timberlake's a man.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
Who's got the better wife?
Justin
Timberlake.
Bieber is a man. Trust me.
Yeah, just because you saw his ding dong doesn't mean he's a man.
I didn't even see it. I couldn't even find him, unfortunately. That's a whole other thing. Play the clip. Play the
clip.
Oh,
I got a photo. I'll show you.
Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling. The Notebook is my favorite movie ever.
Oh, okay. She's not wrong. Would you go Colts or Pacers?
I would go Pacers just because I know more about basketball than I do football.
Last question. Joe or Alex from the Joe and Alex Show?
Joe.
Wow. Ooh. I wonder, all right, let's add that vote into our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story right now.
Wait, can I give an update?
Yeah, I would like to
know. So, Joe, you're aware we can see who voted yes and or who voted Joe and who voted Alex?
Uh-oh.
Joe voted for himself.
Would I not do that? Would any candidate not vote for themselves?
Joe voted for himself. I'm literally not voting.
Like Alex is going to vote for herself.
I'm literally not voting. The respectable thing to do would be to not vote for yourself.
That is not true. You have to vote. Listen, I see. Here's what I hate. I see you that you're a viewer and you didn't vote. Go and vote on the freaking poll.
I can't vote. That's so awkward. That's so uncomfortable.
I voted.
Who'd you vote for?
Well, Alex is on the right, and like my thumb was closest to the right.
Oh,
poor Chuck! I mean, you voted for Alex.
You should have put yourself on the right.
I didn't do this. Liv did.
I did it. I'm sorry.
This is like a hang
because
Chad.
It's the Joe and Alex show. So I put Joe Alex.
Well, Alex is gonna win by default because the thumb. It's closest. See, when you hold the phone, look where my thumb is.
So. Okay, tell Joe that so he sleeps okay tonight.
No. But tell me, being honest right now, give me an update on the polls. What are people saying? What's the percentage?
Poor Chab, do you have it?
I just lost it.
Wait, I got it.
No, I got it.
Why are you guys not telling me? Tell me what it says.
Okay.
Ooh, 55-45. Alex is winning.
Oh, I have 52-48.
Okay, the polls are still not closed yet, but am I in the leader or is Alex?
Alex.
Alex.
What?
For both polls. Me and Porkchop have differing numbers, I'm guessing, on our data plans. Alex is in the lead for both of those.
Why does nobody like me?
Oh, 53-47.
Well, let's see on Twitter. Do you want us to check the Twitter?
Yes, please. I need some good news. Give me something to have hope here in this poll.
Oh, wait. Okay, so I accidentally spelled Alex, and people are, like, freaking out about it.
I don't care. Okay.
Okay, so we've got 33% for Joe, 33% for Alec, a.k.a. Alex, 28% for Live the Web Girl,
uh-oh,
and 6% for Producer Porkchop.
Yay.
Good.
I think that's not bad for like being on air for 4 days.
Good point.
Porkchop shouldn't get a single vote, seeing as how he voted for Alex instead of me. Right now on our Instagram and Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Go make your voice be heard. Hey, thank you so much to Jules for helping us out with the Joe and Alex Show exit polling out there, asking the hard-hitting questions today. You can check it out if you missed it on our podcast at RadioNowIndy.com. We're out of here. I've already voted, but I know you guys got to go out there and do your voting today. Also, look for me and Live the Web Girl. We'll be out today across Indianapolis, kind of just, you know, giving people, you know, a little rah-rah, go vote, cheering you on.
Woo!
I'm going to do my part by Lyft driving people to the voting locations.
Oh, that's so cute.
Nice.
Pork chop.
Look at you. Really? Helping out your fellow citizen right
there.
That
was so sweet. I don't know why I find that so endearing.
Well, he's getting paid to do it. I mean, it's not free.
Well, Lyft is giving free rides. And,
yeah, but he's getting paid.
Pork chop, that is still so cute. Okay. Joe, don't ruin this moment. Yeah.
He's got a boyfriend.
Joe.
Back off. All right. If you miss anything, go to RadioNowIndy.com or follow us at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Liv, Pork Chop, and Alex on vacation. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.